investigations into scandals, such as the kidnapping of boys conscripted into slave labor, and imprison corrupt government officials. The Internet has empowered the Chinese people more than the combined effects of 30 years of economic growth, urbanization, exports, and investments by foreign firms, says Yasheng Huang, a China expert and professor of international management at MIT's Sloan School. China may not have free speech, but it has freer speech because the Internet has provided a platform for Chinese citizens to communicate with each other. And that communication can include criticism of the government. China's attempts to suppress Internet speech have intensified, but they have intensified partly because there's so much more material online, maybe overwhelmingly more, for the government to worry about. China's Internet, like its economy in general, is exploding in size and complexity. The country now has a staggering 384 million Internet users, nearly a quarter of the world total, plus 750 million mobile phone users, many of whom use those phones to access the web. That rapid growth of the network, coupled with the remarkable creativity and boldness of its users, is shaping the Chinese web at least as powerfully as is government repression. "We underestimate the vitality of the Chinese Internet," says Ethan Zuckerman, co-founder of Global Voices, a blogging advocacy group. "We hear it is censored and therefore assume every page has a red background and text from the Central Propaganda Agency. We badly underestimate how vital and how interesting some of those conversations can end up being. This is now the largest Internet, bigger than that of the United States. Why do we have a blind spot around this? We assume censored means dead, lifeless, artificial. What censored actually means is really, really complicated." A higher firewall. The Chinese government operates the world's most sophisticated national internet filtering system. Though often called the Great Firewall, it is not one entity, but rather a mix of strategies. Filters at the ISP level block banned Western websites, including YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Blogger, and The Guardian's site, and can block websites whose URLs contain any of an ever-growing list of banned keywords related to politically sensitive topics. The government stepped up its efforts in 2009, especially before the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown on June 4th and the 60th anniversary of China's National Day on October 1st. The regime even unplugged the entire net in the Urumqi region to block reports of violent protests over the ethnically motivated murders of migrant workers. Finally, the government for a short time required that all computers be sold with porn filtering software known as Green Dam pre-installed. Faced with international and domestic outrage when it emerged that the filter also blocked political speech and was buggy and insecure regardless of its intended function, officials announced an indefinite delay. It was a hacking attack that Google said had targeted the Gmail accounts of human rights activists that precipitated the company's March decision to stop censoring search results and shut down its site in mainland China. To get around the blocks, some people use tools such as UltraReach, DynaWeb, and Tor, which enable them to connect to banned websites via proxy computers outside the country. But government censors have increasingly been blocking the proxies, too. And in truth, most Chinese Internet users don't bother with Western sites at all. Over the past decade, homegrown alternatives to popular Western Web 2.0 sites have become extraordinarily popular. Instead of Facebook, China has Douban, whose users are generally anonymous and gravitate toward topics such as movie and book critiques rather than personal news. Instead of YouTube, China has Youku, which naturally tilts toward Chinese topics. China's bulletin board sites, led by QQ, the second most popular website in China and the 10th most popular in the world, are teeming with debates over current events. Hal Roberts, a fellow at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard and a leading researcher on Internet filtering and surveillance, says that sites hosted in China account for about 95% of page views there. Whereas a country like Turkey will get upset at a video about the Armenian genocide and block YouTube, he says, China blocks YouTube but also gives people Youku, which is censored, but which they say is better anyway, natively in Mandarin and run by